morning and happy Saturday, you guys. It is Amanda and Barron with Kicking Cancer Cares on KSLM Radio, 104.3 FM and 1220 AM. And our sponsor for this first half is Odd Mo's Pizza. So if you're looking to relax and not cook like myself, I highly encourage you guys to go order from Odd Mo's Pizza. They have such a big variety of different foods, from salads, buffalo wings, just regular boneless wings, breadsticks, Dunkin' Donuts, all these different things.
Well, and remember who our guest was last week?
Duh, Michelle Ashley.
And guess what they have now at the basketball game?
Oh, yes, to go in collaboration with Odd Mo's is Michelle Ashley custom cakes, cupcakes, and different desserts.
Yeah.
So, yes.
We love how Mike likes to collaborate with so many people in this town. You know, and I guess if you owned a pizza business, you might want to find different ways to promote your business. And he promotes it through community involvement.
Yes, he really does.
Well, you know, it's just so fun that we've had so many shows with so many guests from all over the world. Because we had one call in from Italy and one call in from New Brunswick, Canada.
Yeah.
Well, the one calling today actually knows. This guy on the phone knows Boyd Dunleavy that called in from Canada.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Welcome, Tim.
Thank you so much for having me. And yes, Boyd is amazing.
Well, we'll get into how you know Boyd here in a minute, because I think Amanda's going to be really intrigued by that. Boyd was a guest on our show sometime back. We do a couple things right off the bat. Tim's kind of hole with us, and then we want to get deeper into your story, okay?
Sure, absolutely.
Well, we've got a magazine we've been walking through, and we are now into the C's in this 100 disease-fighting foods.
I used chives last week.
Did you?
I did.
Did you do one of your potatoes?
I did.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, I thought it was really intriguing what it was talking about when it came to chives and garlic and onions and being one of the most powerful anti-cancer diet foods.
Yeah.
That was quite intriguing to
me. It was. Me too.
Today's is cilantro.
Oh, I like cilantro. Not a lot. Some people, my husband, absolutely not.
I think cilantro is an acquired taste.
It has, yes.
Like everybody likes cilantro. Well, this is what it says about cilantro, which, by the way, cilantro is an herb. It says this herb has high levels of anti-inflammatory antioxidants.
Okay.
Cilantro may help fight everything from fungal infections to cancer.
Oh, wow.
Right from the magazine.
Wow, that's cool.
Test tube studies that put an extract made from cilantro leaves into contact with prostate and breast cancer cells found it had a cancer-curbing effect.
Wow.
While more research is needed, herbs like cilantro pack polyphenols, antioxidants, with proven anti-inflammatory properties.
Okay.
So use some more cilantro
in
your cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that, Bo?
He's like, no, I don't want cilantro.
Don't want to. Well, and again, for the listeners that want to see this picture, it's actually a really cool picture. Amanda always takes the picture. Just give her an email at
Amanda@kslm.news.
And I have a really fun update for you.
Okay.
Remember, our current go team is Roxanne.
Yes.
Roxanne has stage 3 lung cancer,
mm-hmm.
and because she's a single mom here in the town and her family's in Northern California and Texas, any kind of a financial fundraiser was a little harder. So we've done a lot of things with the Capitals. They got to go to opening night last Friday night.
Yes.
But this lady found a way to actually help herself.
Okay.
And I just love that, you know, we got in and she goes, oh, someone's trying to help me. So she submitted an application to this event that is today in Portland at the Expo Center called Thrift-a-Palooza.
Oh.
It's like this massive thrift store type items in the Expo Center. But she got accepted. And so everything that she's making up there is to help herself.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I'm just hoping that maybe, you know, again, we told her, I said, we could organize something, but your support system doesn't live here.
Right, so it makes it hard.
So she found a way to help herself.
That's awesome. I love that. So you helped her son, and she's helping herself.
Exactly.
Which, you guys helping her son in turn helps her. I promise you that.
If you could have seen the look on her face at opening night as Damo was getting ready to play basketball, and here's Silas, who now has bowled with Damo, and, I mean, just her level of emotional support
yes.
towards her son has
absolutely.
Been huge. Well, what we do on the West Coast, Tim, you have created something similar on the East Coast, haven't you?
Yes. Yes, I've created kind of a movement called Showing Up Perspectives on Cancer.
So give us a, well, before we get too deep into that, I want to get into your story. So tell us, and I do have some notes here just because you emailed them to me, but in your early 20s, you had some like purple blotches on your legs. What was that all about, Tim?
Yeah, it was that's a little more than 17 years ago. I was in my 20s and discovered some purple blotches or bruises on one of my legs, but not like your regular bruise. So I went to my primary care physician. He took some blood work, and pretty quickly he called me up and said, you need to go to the hospital right away.
Uh-oh.
Oh, right away is never a good statement.
No, that was very scary.
Yeah.
And the car ride, I had to drive about 2 hours to the hospital.
That was the longest tour of your life, wasn't it?
A lot of thinking.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. Yes,
oh,
for sure.
Gosh.
So when you got to the hospital, what did they tell you, Tim?
Well, I was there about 4 days, and in that time period, they told me that I had chronic myeloid leukemia, this really funky-sounding name of something. a blood cancer, as a matter of fact. Not so funny, but yeah. So I was at Westchester Medical Center in Valhalla, New York for 4 days, and I was diagnosed with, for short, CML. And they put me on this treatment. It's a oral chemotherapy medication called Gleevec, G-L-E-E-V-E-C. And I was on that for, 8 or 9 years. And I switched to another one I'm on now called Sprycel.
Well, a couple things, and I know Amanda's got a question for you, but just to put into perspective for our listeners, you know, here on the West Coast, Pennsylvania is kind of a rectangular shape, and you are on the northeast corner, so New York is relatively close to where you live, correct?
Yeah, I live close to the New York border, and I'm only about 2 hours from New York City.
Yeah, because Pittsburgh's on the opposite side, so you're on the east side.
Okay.
But I know that Amanda had a question for you, too.
Yeah, I think Pittsburgh's about 5 hours.
I was just... So you were on a medication for over 9 years, and then they switched you. So you're still on a medication for this cancer currently?
Actually, right now, I've been getting really bad migraines, which I've gotten for a number of years. But right now, they took me off of the current medication I've been on, also for about 9 years, called Sprycel, to see if there's a correlation between my migraines and... Is it possibly a side effect of the medication?
Well, one of the things that I have done for Amanda, which, by the way, Tim, this is kind of cool. You are the 100th show.
Yeah.
That's really?
Really cool. Yeah, that's kind of really
you are
cool.
The 100th show for us.
Oh, my God. Is there like confetti or a cake?
Well, right now there's confetti falling inside of the studio.
Oh, my gosh. It's coming down so hard, Tim.
Well, congratulations. That's amazing.
It is really cool. You know.
So thank you for joining us on our 100th episode.
Yeah. I did do a little bit of research on a couple of things. One, that drug that you're on, I try to find some information that the public may not be aware of. Mm-hmm. I just call it shock information, and most of it is quite shocking, especially to Amanda.
Yeah.
This one's going to shock you, Amanda. The drug that he is on is $10,000 a month.
Oh, my.
That's true.
$10,000 a month for the drug that Tim is on.
Holy smokes.
Does that
Without
shock
insurance.
You?
That's true.
And you've been on it for 9 years.
So she's doing some really fast math right now, Tim. But,
yeah, I mean, I'm really lucky in that my wife has really great insurance. She's a teacher, and so luckily I just have a deductible I have to pay every year, and then I'm good. So, but without that, I don't know what I would do.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, without that, Amanda's going to tell you how much you would have spent.
Over $1 million.
That's crazy.
Over $1 million.
She just did the math on $10,000 a month times the amount of time that you've been taking that drug.
That's insane. You wouldn't be able to afford it without having your wife's amazing insurance. There's no way.
It is crazy. I mean, luckily, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, luckily, there are some financial resources out there, like the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society provides some financial resources, which I was able to obtain some of when I was diagnosed early on, and some of the pharmaceutical companies, including the one that I'm most recently on, have some financial assistance programs.
Well, it's a good thing they have some assistance with that expensive of a drug.
Yeah.
There's a book I stumbled across, Tim. This book was actually copyrighted in 1993. So this book is 30 years old, and it's called The Cancer Prevention Diet. It's a very intriguing book. I bought it a few times before, and it's got all these different cancers, each chapter's about cancer, and then it talks about the cancer 30 years ago, and then just some foods that are beneficial towards that cancer. But I was just looking up the leukemia section of this book, and it says, leukemia is a form of cancer affecting the blood. It will claim 18,200 lives in 1993. I have no idea what it is today. But it does say that there are the four most common forms of leukemia are acute lymphoblastic leukemia, which is the one that most kids get. Nolan, who was a guest on our show, had that. And a little girl here in town named Gracelyn, that's the one she has. The other one, and there's another one they mention, acute myeloid cystic. But the other one is chronic myelocystic, which is the one that you have, CLM.
Yeah, chronic myeloid leukemia.
Yeah, and what the book says is that that particular one is an illness accompanied by an abnormal chromosome and typically affects young adults. And you were 20 years old.
Oh, wow.
I thought that was quite intriguing.
And the chromosome is called... Sorry.
No, you go ahead, Tim.
The chromosome is... No, I was just going to say the chromosome is called the Philadelphia chromosome.
The Philadelphia chromosome?
Well, is it fortuitous that you live so close to Philadelphia?
That
so
is
if,
awesome.
if you lived in Cleveland, would it be the Cleveland chromosome?
Hey, I mean...
Possibly.
You know, I mean, whatever you could do to promote a city, I mean...
Right.
Blood cancer, get city promotion, why not?
Do you have any idea why it's called the Philadelphia chromosome?
You know, I knew a long time ago, but...
I don't remember right now.
That's a really good question, though.
Well, here's the other thing I think is intriguing, Tim, from this book. It actually has medical evidence that relates to whatever cancer that chapter is. This one, there's evidence all the way back to 1944 about diet and blood cancer. But the one that I find intriguing, only because we have had a guest on our show a few weeks back named Lisa Reynoso, and Lisa is Seventh-day Adventist. And we were talking about Loma Linda, California, which is one of the five blue zones in the world. And it's not just the city of Loma Linda, it's the Adventist in that city, okay? So what the book says is Seventh-day Adventist women in California have 44% less leukemia than the general population.
Which is a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
And Seventh-day Adventist men in California have 30% less, according to a 1975 study.
Wow.
The members of this religious group tend to consume whole grains, vegetables, fruit, and nuts, avoid meat, poultry, rich and refined foods, coffee, tea, hot condiments, spices, and alcohol. So the whole point of that research, it was done in a magazine called Cancer Research, the article called Lifestyle and Dietary Habits in Risk of Cancer Among Seventh-day Adventists. And again, I'm not by any means telling someone to be a Seventh-day Adventist. That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying that particular religious sect has a very
Philadelphia and Seventh-day Adventists.
Yeah, right. We're promoting a city and a religion right now. Good point, Tim.
Thank you.
Are you Seventh-day Adventist too?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Maybe if I become one, then my cancer will get better.
Well, we've already figured out that you live fairly close to Philadelphia, so I wasn't sure. But no, I just think it's intriguing that, you know, research way back in 75 was indicating that this one religious sect specifically had that situation going on. So so tell us
that
a little
really
bit more what's going on with your life, Tim. This was, what did you tell me, 17 years ago?
A little more than 17 years ago.
So what's happened over the last 17 years?
What's happened over the last 17 years? A lot of things have happened. I got married. I have two children. I started my own marketing business that I've had for 10 years. I created a show called Showing Up Perspectives on Cancer, where we have conversations with cancer patients, survivors, and supporters about their stories with the goal of letting others know they're not alone and encourage them to share their stories when they're ready. And as an outshoot of that, I guess you would say, we're having the second volume of a book called Perspectives on Cancer, Stories of Healing, Hope, and Resilience, coming out March 25th, which includes the stories of a number of guests who have been on the show and my new perspective on cancer. And we also hold an in-person event every year. So
well,
it's been pretty busy, but...
Yeah, you're pretty busy.
Sounds like it. Just a little. My goodness.
So if
just
we can,
a little.
Back up just for a second, Tim. Early on, I mentioned Boyd, which I know Boyd's in New Brunswick, very far east part of Canada. How did you meet Boyd?
The Boyd I met, a friend of mine named Jenny Gold, who had a podcast or a live stream show called Podcast Not Podcast. Boyd was a guest on Jenny's show, and I was helping to produce that show for her. And Boyd came on the show, but then Boyd disappeared from the show rather quickly because apparently there was a homeless man who had wandered into his house.
Oh, no. Okay,
yeah,
now I got to ask Boyd about the homeless man.
Right.
You have to. And... like, he didn't even say, like, I have to go. Like, he just got up and, like, left. So me and Jenny were like, I wonder what's going on. but he came back a few minutes later.
And yours is video, correct?
Yes, mine is a live stream video show. And if anybody wants to find any information about the show or the books or anything else, they could go to perspectivesoncancer.com. But it's a live stream show. It's every Wednesday at 8 o'clock Eastern time.
Which, okay. You know, that's it, because if we were sitting here talking to you on the phone, because ours is a phone, not a video, and all of a sudden, you know, you're not there, we'd go, oh, we lost our connection with Tim. But you're doing this video thing where Boyd's talking to you, and all of a sudden, Boyd's gone. Like, where'd Boyd go?
He just gets up and goes out of the room, and we're like, ah, what's going on?
Oh, man. Well, you know, there's another interesting connection, and I love what you're doing there on the East Coast to connect these stories. Would you tell our listeners one more time, how would they find what you're doing, this Perspectives on Cancer? What is it again? How do they find it?
They can go to perspectivesoncancer.com, and there's information there all about the weekly show, about the books, the first book, and also the second book that's coming out. And our next in-person event is October 5th and 6th in Vermont. So people can find information and sign up for... there's also an email newsletter people can sign up for. And if they sign up for that, then they'll get the first chapter of the next book for free.
Okay. Okay.
That's
Perspectives
cool.
on cancer.com.
Well, our show always goes to podcasts, and we do like a little show recap notes. I'm going to make sure and put your website in there so that if they listen to this podcast, they can look at the little notes and know how to find you. We've got another 4 or 5 minutes left, and I think it's intriguing how you and I met. Because you and I have a mutual friend who connected us. Who's that? Who's that person?
That person is Russ Hedge.
Oh, I just saw him poke his head in.
Yeah, well, if you talk to Amanda for just a second, I'm going to grab Russ and pull him into this conversation.
Okay, he's just right there in that
waiting
room. All
right, you talk to Amanda for a second. We're going to pull Russ into this conversation.
Okay, Tim, let's plug your website and stuff one more time, please.
Oh, sure, thank you. It's perspectivesoncancer.com for all things showing up Perspectives on Cancer. Show, the book, events, whatever else is coming up. Okay. You never know.
All right, awesome. Let me get Russ, he's in here. Let Mike 3. Let's get you turned on. Can you hear? Oh, he's plugging in his mic. Are you there? Yep, all right, we're good to go. Okay, everybody is on board.
Well, this is like the most interesting show we've done in an awful long time because you mentioned Russ Hedge. We look out the window. There's Russ Hedge. Guess who is with us right now, Tim?
Who?
Talk for a second.
Russ Hedge.
Hey, Tim. How's it going, buddy?
Russ Hedge.
There's Russ Hedge.
Just driving along and thought I would just swing in to the radio
station. I think God led you here right now.
So,
it's the universe.
Yes.
It's so
or
awesome.
Or God, or both.
Well, so just real quick, Tim, again, how did you and I connect? Will you tell that story one more time now that Russ is actually here?
I believe we connected through Russ Hedge. And Russ Hedge, I originally met through another show I used to co-host called The Tim and Tim Show, like years ago.
Okay.
So you're like a podcast person, like you've done many
of
them.
I love Flash TV.
He's so good. So good. Yes, we first met. I was guest on Tim and Jim's show, and I knew Jim, but I didn't know Tim.
Okay.
And I said, I got to check out this Tim guy. I don't know who this is. So.
And here we are.
Here we are.
Yes.
Well, I will tell the listeners.
Met in person.
Yeah, tell the listeners, if you go to kicking-cancer.org, click the button that says stories. There's a little search engine. Just put in Tim, S-O-H-N, Tim Schoen, and Tim's story will pop up on our website.
Oh, cool.
So we had the pleasure of telling Tim's story on our website.
Yeah.
And I do know that there's an orange Kicking Cancer shirt in Northeast Pennsylvania.
Oh, I love that.
I do have one.
That's awesome. That's cool.
Thank you for that, yeah.
Yeah. So are you still living with the cancer, Tim?
So currently I do have cancer. I had it for like almost 15 years, and then out of nowhere, which I was really excited about, it went away for about a year and a half, and then it came back, I don't know, sometime less than a year ago.
Okay.
So you're currently dealing with it again?
I do have it. I don't have any physical effects as far as I know, but you know, mentally and emotionally, that's another story.
Oh, I can only imagine. That probably takes the biggest toll, honestly.
Yeah. Well, I know that my sister, who co-founded this Kicking Cancer with me 6 years ago, we knew that her cancer was metastatic. She had metastatic breast cancer, Tim. And once you say metastatic, it's not a cancer of if it comes back. It's a matter of when it comes back. It's just how long can you keep that thing at bay. And she did for a number of years, and I was never really ready for the phone call.
Right,
but I did get the phone call that it had come back, but she says, now I'm fighting this thing with experience. I've already gone down this road once, and so she's in the fight again herself. So I think with you, 17 years ago, but you have all these stories you've told. You got a whole different perspective on cancer. And yes, you're fighting again, but now you're fighting with experience.
And a lot of knowledge.
That is true. Yeah, I've learned a lot through the show. We've had over more than 100 episodes. I think this week's going to be 106th episode. So
you're 6 episodes ahead of
us.
That's
a lot of guests to learn from. Yeah.
Which, by the way, Russ, is the 100th episode. Yeah.
I've actually been blessed to be on four of the episodes, because I produced the one back in Scranton and then was on your show the other night when everybody came on. And then I've been solo on the show twice. And then, of course, Tim has been on my show who knows how many times, including tonight. Tonight, 4
yeah.
p.m.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Russ does one called Russ Rills, and Tim and I are going to be with him on that one,
oh,
too.
Oh, I love so it. How fun.
We've got about 30 seconds, Tim, but since God kind of led Russ to us, we're going to keep this conversation going with Russ in the second half of the show.
Yes, let's do that. So I guess I'll close out with our sponsor of this first half, which is Odd Mo's Pizza. You guys, they have fresh salads from Garden, Greek, Club, cheesy garlic breads, meatballs. They've got boneless wings, chicken strips, potato poppers, any kind of, they have the best pizzas in town, and I'm not even kidding. You can't go wrong going here. So, Odd Mo's Pizza for dinner tonight? Yes, please.
And if you're at the basketball games, pick them up at the basketball games too.
Oh, yes. Okay, we will be right back after these messages. Stay tuned, you guys.